This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to trying to charges he conspired to overturn the results of his 2020 presidential election loss, answering for the first time to federal charges that accuse him of orchestrating a brazen and ultimately failed attempt to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Trump appeared before Magistrate Judge Makhshila Utpande in Washington's federal courthouse 2 days after being indicted on 4 felony counts by Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith. The magistrate judge set the date for Trump's next court appearance for August 28th. Meanwhile, the security situation at the courthouse was tight as the former president entered his plea, as Lacopo Luzzi from VOA's LATAM service reports.
The security outside, and especially inside the court here in Washington, D.C., has reached its peak. The marshals here in the corridors inside the court are not allowing anybody, especially the journalists, to be here. They said that all the corridors have to be free while the president is entering the court.
That's local Lapuzzi reporting. The U.S. Justice Department announced Thursday the arrest of 2 U.S. Navy sailors on charges of passing sensitive national security material to China. At a news conference in San Diego, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Matt Olson said that 2 active duty members of the U.S. Navy, Wenhen Xiao and Xinhao Wei, have been charged with passing the secrets to China in exchange for thousands of dollars. He said the information they shared included photos, videos, technical manuals of naval movements, operations, and weapons capabilities. Olson said because of the sailors' actions, the material is now in the hands of the People's Republic of China.
The charges demonstrate the PRC's determination to obtain information that is critical to our national defense by any means. The alleged conduct also represents a violation of the solemn obligation of members of our military to defend our country, to safeguard our secrets, and to protect their fellow service members.
This is VOA News. The Associated Press is reporting, citing 2-5 U.S. officials, the U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. That would be an unheard-of action aimed at stopping Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. If implemented, it would be an extraordinary step by the Pentagon as it grapples with a renewed effort by Iran to harass and seize ships traveling through the straits. At a White House briefing Thursday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he could not confirm the AP story, but he underlined the importance of the Strait of Hormuz.
The Strait of Hormuz is a vital seaway that has a huge impact on seaborne trade around the world, including 25% of global crude oil transiting through that strait. So it's a critical choke point in the maritime world, and we have seen threats by Iran to affect that choke point.
Hundreds of people have rallied in support of Niger's ruling junta, denouncing France and others who have criticized recent coup there. Thursday's protest comes as the country's military leaders seek to exploit anti-Western sentiment to shore up their takeover. At the demonstration on Niger's Independence Day, protesters chanted out, some waved Russian flags, and one man brandished a Russian and Nigerian flag sewn together. At a news conference at UN headquarters in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he supported efforts by the Economic Association of Western African Nations, which have given an ultimatum to Niger to return President Mohamed Bazoum to power.
We believe it is vitally important that what ECOWAS has called for actually take effect, and that is the freeing of President Bazoum and a restoration of the constitutional order in Niger. And we support the efforts that ECOWAS is making, including the pressure that it's exerting in order to achieve that result.
Niger's new military ruler has lashed out at neighboring countries and the international community in a nationally televised speech and is calling on the population to be ready to defend the nation. Ukraine and its allies are preparing to mobilize global support for a peace plan during talks that Saudi Arabia is hosting this weekend. Ukrainian Western diplomats hope the meeting in the Saudi Arabian port city of Jeddah will be an opportunity for officials to agree on key principles that would inform any peace agreement that would end Russia's ongoing war in the Ukraine. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, see our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.